I was 45 years of age when I had my first success with a hurley. I came from a GAA family. I believe it was my father who suggested the name for our local GAA club, the hugely successful Coola of Dalkey. My two immediate older brothers were capable hurlers at school and club level. I remember being pointed out at my primary school, Dinna Ella de Vinturi Rishkiol, by Shegamaha Gamont, he'll be good at hurling. Ach nimara hiltar a beater. My hurling skills never took off, literally. I was confined to ground hurling, as I had, at best, only a 50-50 chance of striking the schlitter in the air. In fairness to my older brother, Colman, he tried his best. I remember a summer's day when he took me out to practice in the back garden of the wooden chalet my father had built in West Cork for our holidays. On two sides of the garden are country ditches in which a small ball could easily be lost. On another is the chalet. On the fort is a long wooden shed where we stow our rowing boat in winter. Colman decides that this will be our goal. There are two glass windows in the shed, but this isn't the problem, as Colman knows I can't possibly hit the schlitter hard enough that he wouldn't be able to stop it. I scoop up the schlitter, swing at it, and miss. Bantri lela as, says Colman. Try again. Up goes the schlitter, I swing again, and miss again. Arish, says Colman. Okay. I steady myself, take a deep breath, raise the schlitter in the air, swing, and the boss of the hurley smacks the schlitter, sending it past my brother and smashing one of the glass windows. My first reaction, shock. My second, fear of my father, who was out upon us in an instant with a scowl on his face. In Annam Day, lads, ked a rinishiv. He never cursed. In Annam Day was as rough as it got. But Colman knows how to play it. With a wry grin, he says, "A yad, scorol fachna cool duchrette, nira sobulte e a stoppa." Fachna scored an incredible goal, Dad. I couldn't stop him. My father looks at Colman, at the broken window, at me. My heart stops. And then my father's face softens and he smiles. There will be no tortamach for this broken window. Anything that raises the prospect of his youngest son finally getting to grips with a hurley is to be welcomed. And a broken window is a small price to pay. Alas, it was a false dawn. A fluke. A lucky strike. In another reality, my name must be Lightning, for I certainly didn't strike twice. In secondary school, my skills deficit became ever more apparent. At best, I was put onto the pitch for the last few minutes of a friendly match. Eventually, I started mitching off GAA training, along with a few other no-hopers, for it was GAA or nothing in those days. For whatever reason, Bonnishdor didn't try too hard to find us. Years later, with my two young sons registered in Coola, I once again picked up a hurley as I wanted to help them develop their skills. Nothing had changed. I still had only a 50-50 chance of hitting the schlitter, but I struggled on. One day, however, my wife Mary went out with the boys, picked up a hurley, and took a perfect shot at the rebounder in the back garden. Beginner's luck, perhaps? Then she did it again, and again, and again. Nowadays, I concentrate more on the football end of things. Did I mention that my wife is from Kilkenny? But I finally achieved my great hurley moment. A number of years ago, I started keeping a hurley in my bedroom wardrobe. This was due to a rather unstable and unpredictable individual taking a dislike to me, and my concern that he might turn up at my house someday. Fortunately, it never came to that. But one night, as I'm giving my infant son his bottle of milk by the bedroom window, I look out on the road just in time to see a young man leap over my neighbour's front gate and run into the shadows. A break-in in progress. I know the house next door is vacant, so I ring the Gardaí and wait. And wait. After 20 minutes with no sign of help, I grab my hurley and venture out our side door into the passageway between our house and our neighbour's one-storey garage. I can hear voices, but I can't tell exactly where they're coming from. I continue into the back garden and look up to see two figures on the garage roof. Waving my hurley, I shout at them to get the you-know-what out of there. In the darkness and taken by surprise, perhaps they mistake me for a fearsome Cuchulain Zeus-like figure, rather than a skinny 5'5" failed hurler. They flee, jumping down from the roof and running out onto the road. I pursue them, yelling and brandishing my hurley. They are, thankfully, faster runners than I am this night, and are hopping into a waiting getaway car halfway down the road by the time I am out of my front gate. Not long after, at a family get-together in the local pub, I regale my older brothers with my story. For once, I think they are impressed. And I like to think that my late father finally got his money's worth for that broken window.